All right, recording live from Word and Sacraments Tower here on the campus of Concordia Seminary on a beautiful spring day, El Cinco de Mayo. A great, I think Cinco de Mayo is more of a specifically, is it a Mexican cultural festival? It's not just Latin American, but it's specifically Mexican, I think. Mexican Independence Day, that's right. So greetings to everyone on Cinco de Mayo. And we are continuing to read in chapter 5. Notice how I did that. Of Hebrews, chapter 5. And I believe last week we got through verse 1. And maybe we'll kind of go through that quickly and then get a running start into verses 2 and following. So just translating again, verse 1. The writer says, "For every high priest among or from men, who is being taken on behalf of men, then kathistatai is appointed with respect to the things toward God, in order that he might bring both gifts and offerings concerning sins." Right, and so the main verb is kathistatai, right, which again is appointed, is established. So if that's where the sentence begins, now verse 2 begins with a participial construction and then a causal clause. So I'll read it and then we'll kind of put those pieces together. We can just do verse 2. So, metriopathen denominas tois agna usin kai planomenois epe kai autas per iketai asthenion. So the participle from our friend Dunamai, of course, and its deponent, so it's a present participle middle deponent, masculine singular nominative, and the referent is the chief priest of earlier in the sentence in verse 1. So literally, being able to deal gently with or to moderate one's feelings towards. That's the dictionary meaning for metriopatheo. So being able to deal gently with, and now we have the dative of who he's dealing, the chief priest is dealing gently with. We have tois agna usin. This is from agnoeo. It means to be ignorant, okay, or to not know. And because it's an epsilon contract verb, that's why you have the circumflex and the vowel contraction. This is a present participle, okay, masculine plural dative. So the being ignorant ones. And then we have kai, and then planomenois. This is from planao, which in the active voice means to lead astray or deceive, okay. And again, this is an alpha contract verb. So isn't that great? You get your epsilon and alpha contract verb morphology practice. And I know that everybody was looking forward to that. This is present planomenois, would be present participle middle or passive, as it's taken here. And if the active voice means to deceive or lead astray, then the passive would be to be deceived or to be led astray. And then sometimes it's just translated to wander. Okay. So, for instance, in Matthew 18, the sheep who is wandering, it's actually this form, and it's the passive of planao. And the one article tois governs both of these participles and turns them into nouns. Okay. So it's the being ignorant and the wandering people. See? And, of course, that's the kind of people that a chief priest ministers on behalf of, because a chief priest is all about interceding for the people, right? We can actually take that participle, the first one, denominas, as causal. So the chief priest brings gifts and offerings concerning sins because he is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and wandering, if I could say it that way. Now, epe is it's not uncommon, but you probably have to look it up. It can have a number of meanings, including since or because, and that's the way it's taken here. Since also, autos, he himself, that is, the chief priest, per ikketai. Now this means to, this is from perikemai, it means to lie, be placed around, wear something, have something on. And asthenion is the object of this middle deponent verb. So he himself wears weakness. That's why the chief priest is able to deal gently. He understands, right? He knows what it's like. So, and that's why he's chosen from among men, back at the beginning of verse 1. Because he is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and wandering, since also he himself, I kind of like the idea, wears weakness. Sometimes the English translations say, is beset with weakness, which is not wrong, but just the idea of weakness being draped around him. And then the sentence sort of goes on from there with a chi, and then we pick up another independent clause. So let's see. So that kind of takes care of the grammar of verse 2. Of course, the writer to the Hebrews is building up to the promise that Jesus knows what it's like to suffer. Jesus knows what it like knows what it's like to be in a condition of weakness. In fact, when we get to verse 7 and following, there the writer will almost certainly be referring to Jesus' experience in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's the way it's normally taken. So, okay, questions about verse 2? Anything at all? Okay, great. Verse 3. In Hebrews, you're happy when you get a word like kai. Kai de autain afele, or afele, kathos peri tu lau, houtos kai peri autu, prosferin peri hamarteon. And now afele is from our friend afelo, which means when it has an infinitive with it, which it does in the next line, means one ought or one owes. So it's normally translated here, one must or is obliged to. Verse 3, and dia plus the accusative, on account of autain it. Okay, now somebody help me out here. Autain is feminine singular accusative. The antecedent has to be feminine singular. And so what's the antecedent of this pronoun, autain? Very good. Asthenion, right. Weakness, feminine singular. Right, very good. So on account of it, that is on account of the weakness, he, the chief priest, is obliged to or ought. Now we have to go searching for an infinitive, and we finally get one, prosferein, at the end of the next line. He ought to offer. But before we get there, we'll say, and on account of it, the weakness, he ought, just as concerning the people, huto, so also, kai, concerning him, he ought to offer, and you kind of have to fill in the blank there, to offer sacrifice, concerning sins. In other words, the chief priest himself has sins. And he needs to offer sacrifice for them as well. Now, of course, this is the part of the metaphor, the part of the comparison that doesn't work, if I can say it that way, with regard to Christ, since he's without sin. But that's the writer's point. The Aaronic high priest has to offer sacrifices for himself, but not the high priest who is after the order of Melchizedek. See, isn't this an interesting letter? I mean, sometimes I love Hebrews, and sometimes it gives me a headache. See, it's a very, very focused argument. We might expect, now there's a variant reading, and I'm hoping that I'm guessing correctly what it is. Look in verse 3 in the second line. Kai peri autu. See, there's a replacement marker there, and I'm taking my glasses off. And I'm looking for the replacement marker in verse 3. And I'm not seeing it actually. Oh, here we go. No, that's a different one. Is it He'au 2? Yes, it is. Yeah. See it? It's read by Aleph and AC, the second corrector of D, apparently by C, etc. Yeah, see, that's what you'd expect. Literally, what the text says is, and concerning him to offer. But what you'd expect is concerning He'au to himself, the reflexive pronoun. So, not a big deal. But sometimes you feel good if you can guess what the variant reading is without actually looking at it. And then you get an A in Dr. Lessing's course. Because he cares as much about Greek as he does about Hebrew. Well, pretty close, don't you think? Greek? Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Just like you.
That's right. I should, but we won't bring that up. Okay, questions about verse 3. We're still talking now about how it works with the Aaronic high priest, the high priestly office according to the order of Aaron. Okay. All right, verse 4. Kai uch he'auto tis lambane tain timain. Allah kaluminos hepa tu theu kath hosper kai aaron. This is not too bad, at least the first part especially. We have the verb lambane, which, yes, is just the present indicative active third singular of lambano. And the subject is tis, the interrogative or the indefinite pronoun, and someone does not uklambane, does not take he'auto to himself, or maybe the dative of advantage for himself, the honor, tain timain, and there it's the honor of being high priest. Allah, rather, here's what happens. Now, we have to make a decision on this participle, kaluminos. This is from kaleo. It's another present participle. And that's why you got the u there, because of the vowel contraction with the stem epsilon of kaleo. But see, we don't have a real verb. All we have is this participle. And so the two options are you could repeat the verb prior to Allah. You could say, someone takes the honor being called, or something like that. All right? Or you could suppose that kaluminos is a periphrastic participle, and the linking verb is assumed, in which case you would translate, and no one takes the honor for himself, rather, he is being called by God. Okay? But under either construction, you have to supply something after the Allah just to get a real verb, if I could say it that way. Maybe just for grins, we'll take it that latter way. Rather, he is being called by God. Now, kathosper is just kind of another form of kathos, which means just as. Also, Aaron was called by God. Aaron didn't volunteer for the high priesthood, right? So in one sense, it's kind of a indirect or a remote comparison. I think it's entirely appropriate on the day of one's ordination, for instance, to have this thought in one's head. What the heck am I doing here? Which is why ultimately the external call, right, is the more important one than a sense of internal call. Although both are good, despite what they say to you in some courses around here. Yeah, I would say the internal call is probably necessary, but it's not sufficient. I'll just say it that way, to use that old logical distinction. Okay, questions about verse 4. That's not too bad, right? Okay, now we'll actually get to Christ. He's been talking about the Aaronic priesthood, how it works, right, and who gets to be high priest and how it happens and so forth. So, verse 5. Houtos kai ha Christos uk heoton edoxazen genethene archia rea al ha lalesas prasatan. And now let's go ahead and get the Old Testament citations here from the Septuagint. Huyasmu esu ego semeron gegenekasa, kathoska en hetero lege, su hiereus es tan iona katatein toxin melchisedek. All right. Verse 5. So also, thus also, the Christ. Now, the writer to the Hebrews likes to just say Jesus. He likes to use the proper name Jesus, if I can say it that way. And so maybe we translate this actually not just Christ, but the Christ. You know, this is a real title here, in other words. So also the Christ did not glorify from doxazo, just an aorist indicative, active, third singular, did not glorify himself. And now we have genethenai. This is from our friend Ginomai. It's actually that you can see the thenai ending. It's actually the aorist infinitive passive. Now, of course, ginomai means something like to be or become, right? And so even though there is a middle, there's an aorist middle infinitive, I don't know of any difference in meaning between the aorist middle infinitive and the aorist passive, because if the aorist middle means to become, it doesn't make any sense to say to be becomed, if I can say it that way. So we'll just translate it become. So also the Christ did not glorify himself to become chief priest. He didn't put himself forward, right? But ha lalesas, the one who said to him. And now, once again, I apologize, we're missing a verb, right? But it's on, again, the other side of Allah. So we could easily substitute glorified. We'll just repeat it. But the one who said to him glorified him. Get it? Okay. And what the writer now gives us is what, and this would, of course, be God the Father, what God the Father said to the Christ in the Old Testament. So the one who said to him, and now we have the citation from, as you can see, from Psalm 2:7. The third word in A is the verb, okay? It's the linking verb, second singular. You are huios, predicate, nominative. You are the son of me, and su is the subject. I, ego, today, have begotten you. Right? You are my son, today I have begotten you. Just as also, en hetero, in another, and this means in another place. Remember that the writer to the Hebrews likes to say, somewhere it's written, right? As also in another, lege, he says. The writer to, all the New Testament writers are like this, but in the writer to the Hebrews, the Old Testament is God speaking over and over. God says. And now we get the famous citation from Psalm 110, verse 4. Su hiereus, you are a priest. Eis ton iona, into the age, or forever. According to the taxis, the order, and then Melchizedek as a proper name doesn't decline, but it's normally taken as a genitive form, so the order of Melchizedek. Now, I'm just going to guess here. Again, we did a variant reading. See, in verse 6, after su, we have the insertion marker. Okay. Now, who can guess what the variant reading might be? I'm just guessing as well. I haven't looked at it. Exactly. The verb. Right? So let's take a look. There it is. So you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Now, I don't actually know if this is strictly true or not, but I've heard it said that here we have the verse from the Old Testament that is cited more often than any other in the New Testament. The psalm that's the Psalm 110, verse 1 is actually cited more often than any verse. So Psalm 110 becomes a huge messianic text in the early church. And verse 1, of course, is sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. And now we have three verses later in verse 4. I'm trying to remember. I don't think that anyone other than the writer to the Hebrews actually works the Melchizedek angle of Psalm 110. Reed, is that your kind of sense? Yeah, right. Right. So, okay, now again, we still don't have a verb, and so we supplied it. And maybe to have it flow adequately into verse 7, we'd go back and do it like this. Verse 5, 6, together. So also the Christ did not glorify himself to become chief priest, but the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you," just as also in another place he says, "You are a chief priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek," glorified him. Okay? And now we have a long, and I mean pretty long, relative clause. Okay? So this separates the men from the boys. We don't have any deaconess students here. It could separate the women from the girls, right? Now, you got to care in order to deal with this. Everybody care? Okay, here we go. Hus, who? Now, can I just go ahead and show you where the verb is? Would that be okay? Drop down three lines and go to the end. And then you have to, with the hyphen, you got to go over emathen. See that? That's the verb. Who learned? Emathen is from manthano. It's a pretty strong aorist. The third principal part is emathon. And so, who learned, go five words later, obedience. That's the basic structure of this relative clause. Okay? And all that other stuff in between who and learned is participle jazz. If I could say it that way. Okay? Everybody? Dave, you're watching the window? No, you're not going to let anybody jump out? Okay. Okay. All right. So it's pars or die. Here we go. Verse 7. Hus entais hemerais te sarkas autu, de eses tekai hikaterias, prastan denominan sadzenotan ekthanatu, Metakrogesis kiras kai da creon pros enenkas. All that stuff goes with pros enenkas, which is from, anybody want to guess? Enenkan. Right. Very good. It's from prospero. Who offering? It's the aorist participle, active, masculine singular nominative. So the antecedent is hos, pars or die. Who offering? Now you got to back up and attach all that stuff to the participle. Who, in the days of his flesh, okay. Now these are accusative nouns. A deesis is a petition, and a hiketeria is a supplication. They're both accusative plural. And they are the object of the participle offering. Okay? Who, in the days of his flesh, petitions and supplications offering. Okay? Now, to whom was Jesus offering? Pros ton denominon. To the one being able to save him from death. Got it? Okay? Say yes. Okay. And how did he offer? He offered with a strong cry, a krauge, and dakrion, tears. Okay. So all three of those lines, I mean, after hus, that's all, you know, hanging off of, if I could say it this way, the participle offering. Who, because he offered, or after he had offered, or something like that, in the days of his flesh, petitions and supplications, with a strong cry and tears, and he offered these things to God the Father, that is, to the one able to save him from death. Okay? Now we have one more participle before we get to the main verb. Kai eis akustes hippa, apa tes eulabeas. And when he had been eis akuod, this is the aorist participle passive of eis akuo, which means to listen to or to hearken to hear. And being heard, literally, from piety. Eulabea means piety or godliness. And apa here probably has a causal sense, which is, I think, the way it's normally translated. And being heard because of Jesus' own piety or godliness. Kaiper on huios, even though being a son, he learned. And we'll just kind of polish off verse 8 and maybe come back and pick it up a little bit next week. He learned from which things he suffered, epathenes, from pasco. Okay. And what did he learn? Tain hippakoein, obedience. Okay. So, again, this is fairly long and fairly complex, but the basic thought is Jesus didn't glorify himself. God glorified him. And who is the him that he glorified? The one who learned obedience. In other words, the pattern is very similar to Philippians 2. That is, the road to glory and to exaltation, and in this case to the high priestly office, is the road that leads through the valley, if I could say it that way, of loud cries and tears and learning obedience. Even though he was a son, still this perfect high priest after the order of Melchizedek learned obedience in that same way. And again, the payoff, which we'll get to in verse 9, is that, okay, now he's a perfect high priest and he can help us with the things we need help with. Right. So, okay, very good. You guys all get extra exegetical hair on your chest for Hebrews chapter 5. So,
what color is that?
In my case, it's white.